Proclamation number 3524 of 26th of August, 1945. God's great patience. Justice. Atonement. Deeds of unkindness are rampant and my patience is overtaxed. My justice is challenged. Humanity heaps sin upon sin and does not think of the consequences, which are dreadful. It accelerates its own downfall, for it may not exceed the limit set for it. But this limit will soon be reached. People can still act freely, they are not hindered by me. And they can use their freedom. But soon my will hinder them and their fate will be dreadful. They don't want it any other way, for all people's thinking and striving is evil, it gives birth to evil deeds, and unkindness increases, the distance from me grows ever greater and can only end in complete numbness of spiritual substance, because my emanation of love no longer touches the spiritual substance which distances itself from me. And complete degeneration of spiritual substance means being enclosed in solid matter, deprived of free will, and having to act according to my will which contradicts its own. And thus it is a state of torment towards which the spiritual itself strives through its wrong will during the lost embodiment on earth. All love has disappeared from the heart, so it only applies to the world and is therefore wrong. The will is turned away from me as well as the love does not apply to me, and my adversary gains power over people's souls because their will is turned towards him. And thus there is no stopping it. The day of judgment draws ever closer, and every day before is a mercy, a proof of my greater than great love and patience, to still give people the opportunity to change. Every day brings so much suffering that people would have to pay attention and direct their thoughts spiritually. And it would not yet be too late to change. For the sake of the few, I still exercise patience who learn to recognize me in suffering and adversity. I take no pleasure in annihilation and destruction, yet I do not hinder human will. But one day I will oppose them with my will which, although it also expresses itself destructively, is combined with wisdom and love and therefore has a beneficial effect on the spiritual substances which are still developing and which can also have beneficial consequences for the human being if he recognizes me and my might in them. I will put an end to unkindness as soon as the limit is reached. But the end will be dreadful. For my justice will condemn the sinful person to atonement because he does not pay attention to my admonitions and warnings and does not make use of the short time of grace which is still granted to him through my greater than great patience and mercy. Amen.